Thank you, Madam President. Indonesia aligns itself with the statements delivered on behalf of the G77 in China and the Asia-Pacific Group. The statements conveyed in this meeting today are not merely a response to the report, but reiterations of the facts, challenges, and an urgent plea for enhanced international cooperation. We express our appreciation to Mr. Paul Akiwumi and team for the report, which provides an analysis of the potentials of carbon market trading while emphasizing that it cannot be viewed as the ultimate solution to addressing the climate financing gap. In this regard, Indonesia joins the call for the international community to take decisive action. First, we urge ANTAD to continue its vital role in assisting the LDC through capacity building initiatives on national and regional carbon markets, as well as through ANTAD's pillar of research and intergovernmental machinery. Such efforts are crucial to enhance their participation and enable the LDCs to fully capitalize on the opportunities the carbon market provides. Second, we underscore the value of South-South cooperation in supporting LDCs to build partnership and access the technological and financial resources needed to achieve their climate goals. However, this could not replace the obligations of developed countries as laid out in the Paris Agreement. Third, we call on the international community to intensify efforts in mobilizing climate finance that is accessible, sufficient, and predictable for the LDCs. Addressing the systemic challenges in accessing these resources must remain a priority to bridge the climate financing gap. As a closing, Indonesia stands in solidarity with the LDCs and supports sustainable development for all. I thank you.